It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. A potential moment of awkwardness at the Olympics. A British athlete stands proudly on the medals podium, and beside him or her, an athlete from Liechtenstein. First, Britain's national anthem rings out. God Save the Queen. And then it's Liechtenstein's turn. A mistake? No, that is Liechtenstein's anthem. It's called Oben am Jungen Rhein. Both songs have the same exact tune. And how could this be? Well, to find out, we called Alex Marshall. He recently wrote an article about the Olympics and anthems for the BBC, and he's now writing a book on the history of national anthems.
The world's first national anthem was the UK's God Save the Queen back in, I think it's 1745. And the song was so popular, it sort of spread across Europe, and other governments and other monarchs started taking it up for their own. So the tunes, God Save the Queen, became this sort of symbol of nationalism. And for some reason, Liechtenstein has kept it and never changed. Most other countries, Russia, Germany, obviously wrote their own tunes, but Liechtenstein, for whatever reason, they've just kept God Save the Queen. So it leads to these very embarrassing situations when the English soccer team plays theirs at international tournaments.
You just hear God Save the Queen twice.
You just hear it twice, yes, indeed. And you often hear the English soccer fans sing it twice. And obviously, because there's normally far more of them than there are of Liechtensteiners, they tend to drown out the poor Liechtensteiners who are singing their own anthem with their own words.
Let's move on to another anthem you write about. This is a famous one as well, pretty recognizable. This is France's national anthem. Let's take a listen. And I was surprised when I read this article you wrote that there are other anthems that are completely derivative of this one, including Zimbabwe's. And Oman's. That's amazing.
The Marseillaise is a fantastic tune. You know, if I was a country and I wanted to steal a tune, I think I'd go for it first. I'd probably steal the lyrics as well, because they're fantastically bloodthirsty.
What are the lyrics?
It was written at a time when France was expecting to go to war with Austria-Hungary, and they wanted a song to sort of inspire the army. And so most of the lyrics are about how invading soldiers are going to go and slit the throats of people's wives and children. And so it's basically trying to encourage people to fight by scaring them.
So I understand that the IOC, they limit the length of anthems to 80 seconds. They will only play 80 seconds of an anthem. Are there any anthems that are like 12 minutes long?
The longest one's Uruguay's, which is about 6 minutes, I think. Uruguay's is an outstanding tune. I mean, all the Latin American ones go on for a very long time, sort of 5-6 minutes. They're all basically mini symphonies composed by failed opera composers. And they have fantastic crescendos. They're incredibly dramatic and romantic, and, you know, I could happily listen to most of them, including Uruguay's, for their full length.
Do you know if there have ever been awkward moments at Olympic medal ceremony because of national anthems?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they are, because there are anthems mistakes all the time. Kazakhstan, that's been the most infamous example recently. A skiing tournament earlier this year, they played, for some unknown reason, Ricky Martin's Living La Vida Loca rather than the anthem. And there's a brilliant clip on YouTube of these Kazakhstani officials, hands on chest, trying to stop laughing as Ricky Martin starts up in the background. She's into superstition. But as a sort of salutary note at the end of that, the Kazakhstani government's now passed this law where anyone who desecrates the national anthem will get a year in jail. And so I'm not too sure whether you're going to get many mistakes involving the Kazakhstani anthem again.
It's journalist Alex Marshall. He's writing a book about the composers of the world's national anthems. Alex, thanks so much.
Great, thank you. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain.